Welcome to Sustainable Home Catalyst Episode 3. I'm your host, Ben Hildebrandt. I'm here to help you learn how you can make your home more sustainable for you, your finances, and the environment. My goal is to help improve the quality and sustainability of new and existing homes in North America. This is Episode 3, and in today's episode, I'm going to tell you about my journey towards sustainability. And not just towards a sustainable home, but my journey towards a more sustainable life for me and my family. So the show notes for this episode can be found at shcatalyst.com/003. So I want to start by talking a bit about my history and my overall goals in life that I've had. Now, as far as I can remember back, my memory's only really good back until high school, junior high, but I've always wanted for my career to have, even before I'd really decided what exactly I wanted to do, I knew I wanted to have a career that would allow me to make sufficient money to support my family, but also still have time to be with them. I never really had aspirations to be super wealthy and have all the toys and stuff like that. I just wanted to have a job where I could support my family and still have time to be with them. And that's led me on a couple career changes thus far. But I'm really enjoying the architecture industry right now and being involved with homes and other buildings as well, and the stuff I can do there. Now, architecture, that's something I'd always been interested in. And as I mentioned in the introductory episode, episode 0, you can go back and listen to that if you want to hear a really quick brief overview of everything I'm trying to do with Sustainable Home Catalyst. But architecture is something I've always been interested in, and I've even been interested in sustainable homes from a very young age. Now, my first career was in aircraft maintenance, and I really loved doing that, but decided to switch to architecture to have a career which would allow me to have more time with my family. And my one thought too, when I decided to go back to school, I thought, you know, even if I can't get a job in architecture, if I were to go to school for architecture and then end up having to go back into aircraft maintenance, that'd be fine as long as one day it would result in me being able to design and build my own home. So that's one dream I have, is to someday design and build my own home. Maybe not put every nail and board up myself, but at least be very involved in the construction of my own home. And when I started the Architectural Technologies program at SATE, I was able to get a position with the Green Building Technologies office there. And it was in my first semester, it was a very good opportunity for me to do that. And that continued through the duration of my program at SATE. And I was able to learn an awful lot about sustainability and learn how to apply it to homes. Now, that knowledge of sustainability just really started growing within me, growing a seed, a passion for sustainability. And it started to make me want to make my own home more sustainable, and also to be able to be involved in helping everyone make their homes more sustainable, and wanting to just learn more and more as much as I can. So I want to shift gears a little bit here, and I want to share with you what my sustainable goals are, concrete things I want to do, particularly in regards to my homes I'm going to first start off with here, but what I want to achieve in my life in regards to sustainability as it applies to sustainable homes. So my first goal is I really want to make my current home, which was constructed in 1981, more sustainable. And I have a bit of a plan for how I want to accomplish this and also make it beneficial to others at the same time. I want to make a bit of a study out of it. So I've done a few minor improvements to my home. I've added a window in the basement. I've enlarged a couple other windows in the basement, and I've replaced my living room windows, but I still have a lot of original windows, or windows that are very old. Even if they're not original, they're at least from the early 90s, so not very energy efficient. Due to the time it was constructed, this is not a very airtight house, so I'm losing just a lot of energy out the walls. But one of the things that is a big concern when it comes to sustainability, especially when we're trying to do all these retrofits, is how do I know exactly what I'm going to get back by doing this renovation on my house? How do I know if I'm adding all this insulation around the walls, or all this insulation in the attic, or retrofitting my furnace? How do I know exactly what I'm going to get back? It's quite often when someone does a major renovation, they just look back and compare their new heating bills to their old heating bills and say, well, it's lower now, so it must be great. Or they might see it's the same and be like, well, what gives? So part of the equation, though, is you have to keep in mind that you might have a warmer year and then a colder year, or vice versa. Which, so just by looking at how much you're paying or even the energy usage year to year is not a direct correlation. So what I want to do before I do any major changes to my house, I want to monitor my energy usage in detail. And I'm going to do this for at least a year. So it's going to involve at some point here in the next several months or years, within the next year, several months or a year, I want to install some monitoring instruments so I can see exactly what energy I'm using, and also at the same time track the outside temperature and the inside temperature, so I can see exactly how much energy I'm using per temperature. And then I want to complete a whole series of I want to do a major overhaul of my house and super insulate it, do a big, some people refer to it as a deep energy retrofit. So I want to be able to do these major repairs to my home and then monitor it again for several years. Again, monitoring the energy usage and compared to the outside temperature. And then I can get a direct correlation as to how much energy I'm using per the outside temperature. So whether it was cooling that was needed or heating that was needed. Now, One of these metrics that's used for determining heat that's required is referred to as heating degree days or cooling degree days. Now, these are based on average climate data, and you can get these for any city in North America, and I think throughout the world. And basically, I'll give you a brief overview now. I'll try not to nerd into it too much. But the base temperature for this is 18 degrees Celsius. So if you take a day that's 18 degrees Celsius, and that's referred to as zero heating degrees on that day. And any degree below that is a heating degree. So if a day is 12 degrees Celsius, and that's 6 below 18, and thus that's 6 heating degree days, and et cetera as it goes down. If it's minus 40 and 18, so that's 58. So that day would be 58 heating degrees on that day. So when you add all those days, that difference from below 18 degrees for your heating degree days, you add all those for the course of the year, and that gives you your total heating degree days. And for every city, they take an average year based on the climate data, and they give heating degree day requirements for that. And that's how they take that and your average coldest temperature of the year to size your heating systems that you have in your home. And the inverse of that for above 18 degrees is how they figure your cooling degree days. But anyways, sorry for nerding out a bit about that, but through the data I get, I'm going to be able to provide and know what my energy usage is per heating degree day before I do any work to my house. And then I'm going to be able to track it afterwards and then see how it is afterwards. And I'm going to compare that to computer modeling, energy modeling that I'm going to do so I can see what the anticipated energy savings is going to be and then what it actually is going to be able to do. And that will be able to provide concrete, firm results that are measurable, not just me saying at the end, yeah, my bills are lower, and then have someone point out, well, you know, energy went down again even more. Well, you kind of wonder if it can go down much more than it already is in Alberta. And then also, along with that renovation, I'm also going to possibly look into getting some sustainable certifications for my renovation. So get some pieces of paper to say I did all these high and mighty great things or whatever you think. But actually, I'm going to go in a little bit and share with you right now my thoughts on sustainability or green home certifications. Now, there are lots of them around the world. There's quite a few even just in North America, and they're all a bit different. They all have a gear one way or another towards being more sustainable and saving energy. I'm going to give you a brief overview of a few of them right now. The first one, kind of my favorite out of all of them, even though I will say I don't think it's the ideal solution. It's not 100% this is what you should do for every house. But one I really love is Passive House. And the main goal of Passive House is low whole home energy use. It's based on building your home. They don't really care exactly how you do it, but in the end, it has to have a very low whole home energy use. So that's your heating energy and your electricity that you use. It has to be really low in order to be certified as Passive House. Another system is LEED for Homes. Now, this takes many different energy, health, and environmental concepts into account. And based on different things you do during the construction and a whole ton of documentation you provide of what was done on your home, you get different points and you can achieve a LEED for Homes rating based on that. Another system is EnerGuide for Homes. Now, this is based in Canada. I believe it's only available in Canada. It's set up by the Government of Canada, by Natural Resources Canada, I believe. Now, this rates your home based on your energy usage. You have a home energy rater that comes in and he takes a bunch of measurements on your house, tests it for air tightness, and looks at how your walls and attic and everything are insulated and does calculations. And so based on those calculations, he knows how much energy your home should use in an entire year. And that's how you get your whole home energy usage rating by that. And you get a grade in EnerGuide. Another program is Energy Stars for Homes. And that's based in Canada and the US. And that's also mainly based on home energy usage. And that's also based on the quality of materials in your home. And I will say it up front here too, I haven't gotten too deep into these standards in quite a while. And I plan on doing some episodes in the future, diving deep into each of these standards, hopefully interviewing somebody that administers these standards so we can get more of a better knowledge, both for me and for you in the future. But so these are just four standards: Passive House, LEED for Homes, EnerGuide for Homes, and Energy Star for Homes. And they all vary a little bit, but they're all good standards. And it's really what you want to get out of it. And really, when it comes down to these standards, it's not a requirement to have a certification for your home in order for it to be sustainable. But they do aid in making your home more resellable, in getting money back that you may have put in for any retrofits or any super high energy efficient or sustainable measures. If you have these certifications, which provide documented proof of what you did, then you can hopefully get a bit more of your money back out. So that's one advantage to having these certifications. And there's also many other standards besides these four, which offer certifications for meeting energy usage goals or using environmentally sustainable materials and building practices during the construction of your home. So that's a brief overview of sustainable home certifications. I think they're great. They have their place, but I don't think there's one that is the solution for everything. I think you look at what the different ones offer and what works best for your home. But sorry, that was a really serious rabbit trail and I went way far down it and I apologize. But back onto my thing. So I might get some certifications when I do renovate my own home in the next few years here. But also another thing I'd mentioned earlier is my desire to design and build my own home. And I want that home to be as sustainable as possible. That's my biggest dream, is to design from the ground up and build my own sustainable home. And I have several goals for that home. I want it to meet my family's needs. I want it to be comfortable. And I want it to have very, very low energy requirements. And I want to be able at that same time, while I build that house, to obtain as many sustainable home certifications as possible in an effort to illustrate the fact that they aren't all different, that you can build one home and achieve all these different ratings. They're not exclusive at all. They're all pretty similar. And just, I think the one that kind of stands out is Passive House, based on really low energy certifications. And there's actually another one that's the Living Building Challenge that you can get a certification under. And that's based overall on the premise of your home being net positive to the environment. So it's not taken away at all, but it actually gives back to the environment by being there. That's just a brief overview statement of it. And I haven't gone very deep into that standard in quite a while either. So those are my goals. And I also, in the home I want to build, I'd like to have it out on an acreage as well, so we can have room for our family to hang out and really live and have fun, and also have a greenhouse and a large garden so we can grow a lot of our own food. I don't want to do the total homesteader off-grid life. I think it's pretty cool that people do that. It's not exactly the life I'm looking for, but to each his own. But that's my goal, is to one day be able to design a home like that that meets all those needs and can be certified in as many ways as possible and can have a nice, comfortable life for me and my family. And through this podcast and my website, I want to help as many people as possible understand the benefits of having a sustainable home and to be able to make their own homes more sustainable, and not just to the environment, but also to themselves, to better meet their needs as individuals and as families. And my final goal is towards that of a more sustainable life for myself and my family. Now, as I continue with this podcast and website, I want to be able to provide you with valuable information that you can utilize to make your home more sustainable. Right now, I'm focusing on this podcast and putting out really good blog posts to accompany it. So if listening to me talk, if my voice is as irritating to you as it is to me, then you can just go to my website and listen, and sorry, not listen, but read the posts. I'd try and have all the information that's in my podcast is going to be in my blog posts. So it will be worded differently, but the key points are there and the stuff you need that I'm hoping you take away from each episode are going to be there. So right now, podcast and blog posts, that's what I'm working on now. But in the future, I want to be able to provide a lot more tools to you, many more tools to you to be able to make your home more sustainable. I want to be able to find out from you what exactly you want to learn, what you're trying to learn, and what your struggles are, what your largest questions are in terms of having a more sustainable house. And I want to be able to develop courses for you to give you those answers. I want to write books. I want to go out and do public speaking. I really want to, my goal, I think my first goal in terms of public speaking is to be able to get a place to go, get an opportunity to go speak at the Calgary Home Show. Hopefully within the next year or two, I'd love to go speak at the Calgary Home Show and talk about my philosophies about sustainability and how anybody can make their home more sustainable. And if there are any other ways that I'm able to provide you with extraordinary value in helping you be able to make your home more sustainable, I want to do that. And I hope to be able to get into a position doing these things, doing the podcast, my website, and when I get to the point of making courses and books and speaking, I want to be able to be in a position where I'm able to support my family while doing those things without having to work for an outside employer. I want to just be able to make this be enough to be able to support my family and be able to work from home and have as much time with them as possible and to not have to leave them for most of the week while I'm trying to provide food and a roof over their heads. I have a very good friend. He's old enough to be my father, but I've known him for a few years and we've come really close. And he was telling me just this past week about how hard he had to work when his children were young. And he basically didn't see his daughters very much at all when they were growing up. And that's what he had to do to be able to provide food on the table and a roof over their heads. He didn't want to do it, but that's what he had to do. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to afford to live. And then he found out that some of his daughters thought that he worked so much because he didn't care for them. And that absolutely broke my heart to hear that. I love my family and my children so much, and I want to be able to be there for them. I hate having to leave them for 8 hours a day. And with the beauty of technology right now, I have the ability to work from home a little bit. I suffer from severe distraction disorder. I don't know if I term it as ADD, but I get distracted easily. So I'm not quite as productive when I work from home as when I go to the office. But the technology is there for us to be able to do a lot of different things when it comes to working. And so to be able to get this podcast and website and other things I do to get to a point where I can make enough money to be home and support my family with them, that's really what I would love to achieve. And I know it's not going to happen overnight, and I'm going to work my tail off to be able to do it. And I hope I can serve you and be of good value to you while I'm on this quest. So that's my overall goal in terms of housing, what I want to do with my own homes and the point I want to get in my life to make it more sustainable. But I'm in the early stages of that right now. I've been involved in architecture for several years now, and I've learned so much especially a lot about sustainability, but there's so much more to learn. The one thing I have learned is that it's impossible to become an expert in every single aspect of sustainability. You have people out there that are experts in solar heating, other people that are experts in solar electric production and solar panels and that. You have other people that are experts in passive solar design, utilizing the sun to heat your home and not to overheat it in the summertime. But so it's a bit much to be able to become an expert in every one of these areas, but I want to become an expert in the whole home application of sustainability, to understand the home as a system. So all these different parts that I might not be an expert in, all those different parts, but I want to learn and be able to advise on how to best tie all those different parts together. And so there are several different things I want to do on my quest for doing that. First off, I want to become an energy advisor. Now, this is a certification from National Resources Canada, and basically it would allow me to go and do certifications to certify homes under the EnerGuide label. And I think it'd be really cool to be able to do that, to understand how those calculations are done and become better at energy modeling than I am now. Actually, I can't. That's not a true statement. I don't know how to energy model right now. It's been on my list to learn for a few years now. I just haven't gotten around to it, but I will learn, and I'm going to get that certification as an energy advisor so I can really understand how things work and go together. I want to become a certified passive house designer under the Canadian Passive House Institute. So that would give me a full knowledge of the passive house standard and how it's applied to homes and how to do their calculations. They have their own spreadsheet. It's basically an Excel spreadsheet on steroids to do their energy calculations under their system. But yeah, passive house I think is amazing. And I am going to become a certified passive house designer. Next, I want to get certified as a LEED accredited professional for homes. So that's in administering the LEED for homes certifications, having knowledge of that and what needs to be done to achieve those accreditations. Next, I want to get a Living Future accreditation from the International Living Future Institute. Now, this is the institute that administers the Living Building Challenge, and I really think that's an amazing challenge that's out there, and it has all these different aspects to it, which I'm not super familiar with now, but I want to, and I'm pretty sure my existing home, when I renovated, I won't be able to get a certification under there, but when I build my own home someday that's going to be super sustainable, I am going to build it to meet the Living Building Challenge certification to achieve as many petals, as they call them, as possible under that program. And so those are some things I want to learn and certifications I want to get in the area of home sustainability ratings and stuff. But I've also come to understand in the past few years about the importance of heating, cooling, and ventilation systems in home efficiency, and more importantly, in comfort within a home. So I want to be able to study and read and understand. These aren't really certifications I can get, but I want to gain an understanding better of a few standards that ASHRAE has developed. Now, ASHRAE is the, I'm going to butcher this, apologize. I apologize if someone is offended by this, but if I say it wrong, but it's the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers. So that's ASHRAE. And they've developed many, many standards having to do with heating, refrigeration, and air conditioning. But they have a standard 55, which is about thermal comfort in buildings. They have a standard 62.2, which is about ventilation and acceptable indoor air quality. And then finally, they have a standard 90.2, which is energy efficient design. I'm going to get those standards. I'm going to study them. I'm going to understand them and understand how they can best be applied to making any home more sustainable and more comfortable and healthier as well. So by achieving these certifications and gaining a better understanding of these standards, as well as completing research in other areas of sustainability, I want to place myself in the best position possible to be able to help you know the best method so you can make your home more sustainable within your budget and according to your needs. So those are my goals. That's what I want to learn. That's what I want to accomplish. But my question for you right now is, what do you want to learn? what is your main question you have right now when it comes to sustainable homes? I want to be able to answer your questions. I want to be able to help you know how you can make your home more energy efficient, more environmentally friendly, more comfortable for you and your family, and more healthy for you. Let me know what your questions are. I want to help you. As I say every episode, my goal, my overarching goal is to help make homes in North America more sustainable and durable and better quality. I guess that's the same as durable. But homes can be better. Homes should be better. I want to help you learn how you can make your home better, not just for itself, but also for you. So let me know your questions. Go to shcatalyst.com/003, scroll down to the bottom, and put in some comments. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope it gives you a better understanding of why I'm doing this podcast and what my goals are to make my home more sustainable and also to achieve a more sustainable life for me and my family. If you would like to help support me on this journey right now, I mentioned previously that I hope to do some courses and books and public speaking, yada, yada, yada. I haven't gotten to that point yet. I really need to know more about you and what you want to learn. But I do have a way that you can help me right now if you want. And that's by going to shcatalyst.com/resources. Now, I'm not asking for a free handout. There are services out there. There's Patreon, which I've debated a lot about using, but I'm not going to straight ask for money. But on that page on shcatalyst.com/resources, right now, I just have a couple links on there. And these are affiliate links, which means if you click on these links, you go to the websites. Currently at the time of publishing, I have links to Amazon and links to homedepot.ca. So if you click on those links, you go to those stores. The next time you make a purchase there, then I will earn a very small commission, and every little bit counts in helping me do this, but I earn a very small commission and you don't pay any more. So please, if you want to help me out, next time you buy something, go to shcatalyst.com/resources before you go online to buy those things. Use those links and I'll be able to make a small commission off of that. And that will help support me in doing this podcast and hopefully being able to have a lot more time to provide a lot more value to you in doing this. So, and in the future, I want to get more stores up there that you would use, that you would go to in buying sustainable things and doing sustainable projects for your home. And also in the future, I will be reviewing specific products and finding products that are really good and can really help you. And where possible, with when I find an awesome product, I'm going to let you know, regardless of whether or not I can get an affiliate link for it, so I can make a small commission off of it. I don't care. I want to provide you with value. And if I can get an affiliate link, and if you choose to use it, great. But go into my resources page. Don't feel forced to. Just solely, if you want to be able to support me, that's an easy way you can do it without you going out of your way and having to pay any extra money. Just use it for purchases you're going to make anyways. And I thank you so much for your support. Thank you all for your encouragement and helping me get this podcast up and going. And as I said, if you have any questions, go to the show notes at shcatalyst.com/003. And if you have any thoughts or questions, just leave them in the comment at the bottom of the post. I'd love to hear from you. I really want to help you on this journey, on your journey towards a more sustainable home. And I hope you can help me on my journey to help make the quality and sustainability of homes in North America much more better. That is really bad grammar. Amy, my dear wife, I apologize for my bad grammar, but let me try that again. I hope you can help me on my journey to help improve the quality and sustainability of homes in North America. Thank you so much for your time. I'm doing a lot less editing on this episode, so there's a lot more rambling and some corrections. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for your time. Have a good day.